So if you have wearied of the White House contest and the political campaign, and have either concluded it's a foregone electoral conclusion or likely to end up in court, like the 2000 race, the race to control the U.S. Senate may be more important. We've been looking at the many tight Senate contests around the country, and we have two more for you this morning. Indiana, a reliably Republican state, but it's delivered a real contest this time around. It's also a huge battleground for the Tea Party. Republican Senator Richard Lugar was tossed out of his seat after 35 years by State Treasurer Richard Murdoch in a primary shocker. Murdoch is facing Democratic Representative Joe Donnelly in a race that is as much about the rhetoric as it is about policy. We'll check in a moment. And in Wisconsin, Democratic Representative Tammy Baldwin is going head-to-head against former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. Thompson has served four terms in his state, but the divisive state politics over union bargaining and tough conservative brinksmanship and recall elections have made Wisconsin a real puzzle. Joining us now, Mary Beth Schneider, political reporter at the Indianapolis Star. Mary Beth, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And Chuck Kornbach is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Chuck, great to talk to you.
Thank you. Hello.
Let's begin with Wisconsin. One more election in a state that's had more than any other state in the union over the past 18 months or so. How's it going, Chuck?
Well, that's right. In fact, this Senate race between Thompson and Baldwin had trouble getting a lot of publicity until after June this year, when with the recall going on against Wisconsin Governor Walker. Since then, the race has picked up momentum. Thompson won a tough Republican primary, tougher than he probably imagined, but went on. And Baldwin did not have an opponent in the primary. I was able to then have some money to launch ads against Thompson right after the primary, and that's made the help make the race quite competitive.
And Baldwin is really a new face in Wisconsin politics compared to Tommy Thompson. Is that the way the dynamics are breaking in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly Representative Baldwin, who's represented the Madison area for about 14 years, is well known in that area, which is about the third largest metro area in the state. She's worked hard to try and introduce herself to the Milwaukee area, the largest market, and the Green Bay market, the second largest. Thompson, though, has called on a lot of old friends, a lot of old campaign workers, as he's barnstormed around the state in the last few days. He's trying to say, listen, I built this state, built a lot of things in this state as governor. I'd like to now save the country for my children and grandchildren as a senator.
That's Chuck Kornbach, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Hold there. Let's check in on Indiana. Mary Beth Schneider, what's the state of play right now in Indianapolis?
Well, the most recent poll taken by an independent group, Brian Howie and DePauw University, shows Donnelly with an 11-point lead. Now, the Murdoch campaign vehemently says that is just wrong, but the poll that they released also showed this to be a really close race, and in fact, Donnelly with a slight bump. And so it's hard to know at this point. I don't think it's going to be 11%, but the thing that might help Murdoch is that this state's going to go pretty strongly for Romney. A lot of Republicans are coming out. Will you have the Democrats stay home? You know, even if they said to a pollster that they're for Donnelly, will they be there to vote for him?
So this is a coattails issue, like the state of Missouri we were talking about last week, that if there's a huge turnout for Mitt Romney, the Republican Murdoch may benefit from that, even though Donnelly is ahead in the polls.
He could, and that's what the Murdoch people say will happen. Now, on the other hand, though, I've talked to an awful lot of Republicans who are uneasy about voting for Murdoch. They were for Dick Lugar, or they were sort of undecided there, but they didn't like Murdoch's comments in a debate about rape and God and pregnancy. That really hurt him, especially among women.
Have you found some ticket splitters, Mary Beth?
This state is a state of ticket splitters. Everybody thinks of it as a Republican state, but, you know, Senator Evan Bayh, he was governor two terms. He could have easily probably stayed in the Senate. We've had other Democrat governors winning at the same time. You'd have a big turnout for a Republican presidential candidate. So this state doesn't mind splitting his tickets.
It's Mary Beth Schneider, political reporter at the Indianapolis Star. Back to you, Chuck Kornbach. What's the situation? How is Wisconsin's fate in the presidential campaign likely to influence who comes out and votes for the Senate candidates, do you think?
Well, the polls here have shown President Obama with a slight lead over Mitt Romney, most of the polls anyway. Thompson, I think, is working hard to, if Romney loses here, working hard to make sure it's not a big loss. In other words, that he can get a sizable number of the independents. But the polls have also shown here that Baldwin, the Democrat, is winning the independent race, so to speak, that Thompson's days in Washington, not only as part of the Bush administration, the Health and Human Services Secretary, but his later work as a consultant, some would say lobbyist, have hurt him with the independents, seeming to make him out of touch with the middle class here. So the effort is by Thompson to try and cut into any Obama advantage there is to cut his losses, so to speak, in that regard.
And as a vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan has been a critic of Tommy Thompson over the years, maybe not now, but over the years, yes?
Well, they've differed a little bit on spending cuts and on Medicare changes. Thompson has often said, well, I do what Paul Ryan suggests, except I do one, you know, do a few things differently. They've come together more recently. It's been an interesting dynamic to see Thompson, now 70, used to be the standard bearer of the party here. Now he's campaigning with people like Scott Walker, appearing with people like Paul Ryan, RNC chairman Reince Priebus, is sort of latching onto their star power, if you will.
It's a passing of the torch there. All right, Chuck, you want to call the race?
Very close.
Just very close. That's as far as Chuck Kornbrock is going to go, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Mary Beth Schneider, you want to call the Indiana race for the Senate?
Oh, I hate doing that. I think there's a good chance that Donnelly wins, but I wouldn't put one single penny on it.
All right. Well, you know, you got to get a takeaway if you're going to talk to me on the takeaway here. Mary Beth Schneider, thanks so much. Political reporter at the Indianapolis Star.
Thanks.
And we just spoke with Chuck Kornbrock. Those are two of the Senate seats we've been following for the last several weeks. The latest close races in Wisconsin and Indiana. And Indiana, of course, favoring the Democrat right now, even though it is a reliably Republican state. Go to thetakeaway.org. You can see all the Senate races that we've covered. If you haven't made up your mind, time's up. 24 hours to Election Day. We're checking in with voters. What was the moment that marked your ballot? What was decisive for you? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up.
Here in Manhattan, the power is still out downtown, or as we refer to it now, Little North Korea.
She created The Daily Show. She's joining us next, Liz Winstead, on politics, humor, her scathing new stage show, and we'll push her hard. Is American comedy in the hands of the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen? An exclusive takeaway investigation.